Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel, on this show on a Patriots Monday, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with six New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow, and by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF FDIC. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Nice win on the road.
Oh, thank you.
Back-to-back wins on the road, and three in a row. First time in a while here.
Well, it was a good win. It was, you know, the ebbs and the flows of the game, and I was proud of the way we finished it. We made some big plays when we had to.
No victory shot formation on this show this morning.
We didn't do it last week, but. Were we on the radio last week?
Were we on the phone?
I called in. Yeah, I tried to get that this morning, and Stacy said I can't do that.
Oh, he did. Okay. Well, Stacey. Actually, it's probably the right way to go, though, because we didn't do it last week, and you end up winning that game. So I know.
I actually walked down here. I started walking down. He's like, it's on your phone. And I was like, well, I don't know. I just was assuming I was going to come down and see you guys last week. Yeah, I didn't see you. Yeah.
No, we're delighted to see you in person today.
Last Monday, I asked you about coming off such a high, a Sunday Night Football win over the Bills, how you keep the guys' head in the game going into now another road game against the Saints. You said we won't have an issue, and you didn't. Listening to guys all week, Steph Diggs being one of them, Pop Douglas, saying, you know, this week is just as important, if not, than last week. Is that something that you have to put in those guys' heads, or are they just that type of player?
Well, I try to. You know, I try to. I think just you have to validate everything you do in this league, and the next week becomes bigger, and that's kind of how it has to be. There's another team waiting. It's tough in this league. You can see that if you don't play well, that you have no chance to win, and it's difficult. And people just assume that it's not, and it's, you know, you have to go out there and play well. And we did at times yesterday that we did more times probably than not. But I think the good thing is there's a lot of things that we can improve on. There's a lot of things that we can clean up.
Mike, the one thing that I really liked is the never being satisfied. And, like, how do you make sure that the guys actually believe it, buy into it, so where it becomes part of every day that they come to this building, they're always looking to improve on something and never be satisfied, even when they see good results.
Right, and I think that there's just by staying consistent and not allowing for the complacency, we have to have great urgency when we come in here. It's a new challenge. Try to give them things to work on. Try to look, you know, show them the good, the bad, and the stuff that gets us beat, and continue to stay consistent after a win or a loss, and just make sure that the urgency and the way that we prepare, you know, each and every week is the same.
Mike, Drake May has been spectacular. Absolutely, almost, you could say, relatively perfect game yesterday. I'm sure there were some mistakes that I missed. But who do you credit the most for that, and how would you describe his relationship with Josh McDaniels?
Well, I would say that the credit goes to Drake. That's what it always go to. It's not going to go to anybody other than the player that's doing that and improving and understanding and making the plays, his ability to throw off platform and extend and keep his eyes downfield. You know, there were some things that we asked him to work on that Josh and Ashton asked him to work on coming out of Buffalo. I felt like he tried to do that. And then when he had to extend, have the ability to extend. But you know, I think that's when quarterbacks can feel the rush, but also see downfield and see things develop, that can be deadly. Just it's hard to defend that. As opposed to guys that they're, you see them when they drop down, their eyes go down to the rush. Now they can't see guys open up and come free on the third level. So I think his receivers, I think he trusts those guys. I think he trusts to spread it around. I think he, doesn't mind, giving them a chance and putting it in some place where they can only, they'd be the ones, the only they can get it. And so I think that's a great combination between Drake's personal development and trust in the receivers.
When you were thinking about taking this job,
and I think the relationship, you talked about Josh, I think the relationship is great. I think we have a young quarterback coach that we feel very strongly about in Ashton Grant, and I think he serves a different purpose than Josh. Josh has one relationship with the quarterbacks, and I think Ashton has another, and I think that's a good dynamic. I think Josh continues to put things on their plate, and especially Drake, and give him things to look for, look at, and continue to develop.
When you were thinking about taking this job, obviously you look at the quarterback, among other things. Has he exceeded your expectation so far?
I don't know. If I had any expectations coming in, I just think that I was excited to be able to work with a very good, young, dynamic quarterback with a great attitude and a great spirit and a great energy about him.
You talk about his confidence and comfortability with his receivers. Obviously, that's the case with Booty. Yesterday, great game for him. He already has half the yards that he had last season. What do you think plays into the confidence that Drake now has with Booty and vice versa?
Well, I think it goes back to training camp. I think it goes back to those reps that they put in training camp where they can draw on and they can say, this is, how we did this versus this specific coverage or this specific look. And I think that's where any of the things that we do as a football team would come back to. Hopefully to the practice field where we gained some confidence or we corrected some things. And then we were able to go out there and do it during the game.
And I would say shout out my boy Todd Downing because he's doing a great job, the wide receiver coach with those guys. And the one thing I love about the wide receiver position.
Does he admit to coaching you? Or?
Oh, yeah. Todd's my guy. Listen, I got a number of great things to say. I was with him in Minnesota.
That's funny that I've heard you mention Todd Downing's name more than I've heard Todd Downing mention your name. Well, you
we got maybe give him a little nudge. He'll let you know. But
I'll have to pull your picture up. This guy right here. Remember him?
Hopefully you won't have to do that. Hopefully you remember. But the one thing I will say about this wide receiver group, we get a chance to talk to Pop Douglas on Fridays. And there's no, selfishness from this wide receiver group. So when Courtney brings up Booty or we talk about Diggs and one guy having a great game 1 week and then maybe doesn't get as many targets, I think a lot of that has to do with a coach getting guys to buy into that, and especially at the wide receiver position. You know how those guys can be.
How can they be, Wiggy?
Sometimes they can be like, damn, when am I getting the damn ball?
I understand that, and I do appreciate that, and I try to tell them that, mm-hmm. that their efforts don't go unnoticed, whether that's how they play without the football, whether that's running a route that may clear somebody out and open up a second window, or their ability to extend a play and block somebody, or their ability to get open and catch the ball and make a critical play. So I think that they have understood the fact that if they keep working and they keep getting open, their quarterback's going to be able to find them. And then, it's kind of been a different guy each week.
I'm not trying to get you in a position where you say something that costs you money, but the takeaway from me outside of the brilliant performance by your players was the absolute inept performance by that refereeing crew. It was an abomination. It was horrible to watch. And, the touchdown that was negated by a penalty that was called 5 minutes late at a position on the field that had nothing to do with the catch that negated the touchdown that Pop Douglas had was one of the worst calls I've ever seen. How can they fix this? How can they
I got a tough enough job to coach this football team.
Yeah, could you go fix that in the offseason?
There's not much. It becomes comical at a point. Yeah, they send these videos out every week, and they do a great job. Walt Anderson does a great job. Ramon George does a great job, and they send these videos out. And of course, me and Stretch, we hang on to every word. And then I'll see something during the game. I'm like, did they even watch the video? Like, me and Stretch are just like pausing it, rewinding it. We're like, oh, I love these videos. And then I'm like, hey, did you watch the video last week? Like, they talked about this exact thing.
It's like they just sent them out without watching them.
Me and Stretch watch them.
After your second challenge, you had like an extended conversation with the refs on the sideline. What was going on?
Just
there?
To make sure that it would go down, you know what I mean? That they would start the clock, they would put it at 40, and that they would wind it so that we could get to the 2-minute warning.
Mike, one of the things that we've been able to glean from your coaching style is the fact that you want these guys to be themselves, to have fun when it comes to winning, to enjoy the winning. Where does that come from you as a coach?
Probably because sometimes you lose sight of how hard it is to win and the effort that we put in. And I want them to have a good time. And we talk about that enthusiasm or discipline can't be the barrier to enthusiasm. We have to be disciplined, but we can still have fun and we can still enjoy it. We still have to show up on time. We have to be where we're supposed to be. We have to do the little things. We have to hold people accountable. We have to practice hard. We have to condition all these things. But I mean, I think that there's a sense of having fun and enjoying what you do, where you do it, and who you get to do it with.
Steph Diggs had his personal chef cook a meal for the O-line last week. Is he had him cook for you? Yeah.
No, not yet. Okay. But it sounded like it was a heck of a dinner.
Yeah. Well, sounds good. They got
to pick whatever they wanted.
Yeah. Greg, are you back?
Me and Wiggy ain't been missing too many meals, though. So we got our own chef.
same over here.
My chef called takeout.
I know you never like to make it about yourself, but obviously with Tennessee up next, is this week any different for you at all? Does it feel any different?
Well, I think it's going to feel different. It can't be different. It has to be, the way we prepare, the way that we try to put together a game plan. But, I mean, I think it's going to – we have to recognize the obvious. I mean, haven't spent time there. And so a lot of people on the other side that I know that I coached or worked with.
Mike, one of the things – there was another thing I saw, and, obviously I'm an offensive guy, and so – getting in the mind of a defensive player when they're punching out the ball, tackling a guy. He had two opportunities yesterday where you guys did that. How do you coach a guy to be able to do that? And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Still focus on the tackle.
Well, it's, I think, understanding where those opportunities are and we've gotten better at it. We've coached it. I think the players have started to really recognize it and embrace it and say, you know, we showed Anthony and Harold coming in on Josh Allen, and Anthony's within inches as Josh is switching the ball. And we said, this is just keep doing this. And trust me, it's going to come out. And, you know, it starts with Woodsy on the catch. And that could have been another one that could have easily been a catch fumble and just probably looking at where the game was and the risk reward of what are they going to do? We're going to get the football. And I just know how critical those timeouts are and those challenges are down the stretch. So we decided not to challenge, even though it was, I think, 1, 2, 3, hammer, ball out, clear recovery. But they're starting to get excited about it. They're starting to recognize it. Christian Ellis, you know, he hammered. He's like, that ball's out, you know. And so you want to try to continue to just sensationalize those efforts of the attempts. Man, if you can just keep logging attempts, that the ball is going
to
come out.
And that was a critical one, the Ellis one, because even though you guys weren't able to take advantage and score points, you eliminated a possession for New Orleans.
Absolutely. Every turnover is going to be huge. Yeah. And, you know, whether we capitalize on it, which hopefully we do, but it's also not giving them the chance to go down and move the football.
Mike, the moment that a lot of us thought of you potentially having the job you have with the Patriots came at halftime when you were inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. You made comments about how people here need to know how good they have it with the crafts and with the coaches and with everybody. Did that cause issues when you were with Tennessee? Was that something that irked the people you worked for?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the owner. I know losing irked the owner, or losing irked me. So, like John Cooper used to say, Ohio State winning takes care of everything, and we didn't win enough games in Tennessee.
Have you learned the celebration dance yet? The celebration dance is kind of taking off for your players.
You'd have to show me.
It's like,
yeah.
It's this.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah, we got that. Me and Daisy got that. Yeah. That's not a dance. That's not a dance.
No, it's taking off.
You don't need much rhythm to do that.
I was going
to
say.
The Uber was going when Greg ate dinner.
These guys have been making fun of me on my travel over the weekend.
Did you have a good time at the wedding?
Yeah, it was great. It was a great wedding. You know John Dooley? That's John Dooley got married. Remember John Dooley from Echo Store?
John Dooley?
Back in the day. Got married.
Old
wedding? Yeah.
Second wedding?
No, first one. Oh. He's like 50 whatever. I mean, you know, you find love, you find love. You know how that goes.
Wait till you're 50. Would you have gotten married at 50?
No. I mean, I might, in case anybody's listening, but you never know. All right.
Good
coach. It's great. Great to see you. Go get him this week. All right. That is Mike Vrabel, head coach of the New England Patriots.
All right, good.
So now we can do our victory shot, victory formation.
All right.
This is
cayenne pepper.
You love these.
Lose weight.
So this is Pure Green. We should have them sponsor your segment. So Pure Green, it's a wake me up shot. All right, congratulations.
Cheers.
On a win.
Wake
Cheers.
Me up shot.
Always a pleasure, brother.
All right, go get them, coach.
Snow Corvus.
It's like that Hennessy used to make me do.
You know what they say? Once you go brown, you're about to get down.
Did Wiggy used to make you do
what?
Tennessee?
No. I didn't make Vrabel do anything. Believe that. He's capping right now. Don't let him fool you.
All right. That's Mike Vrabel and the conversation with the coach brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. And here now is Courtney with What is Trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Pats beat the Saints on the road 25-19. The final, Drake May completed 18 of 26 passes for 261 yards and 3 touchdowns while also leading the team in rushing, keeping the ball 9 times for 28 yards. It's a Patriots Monday. We were just joined by Mike Vrabel. If you missed that, you can listen to it on the Odyssey app. In the stat of the week, which is brought to you by Gillette, it's got to be the first 3-game win streak since 2022, and it's the first time winning 3 straight road games since 2021. So I know you both had different years. I think that's what you guys were talking about earlier.
Okay.
Gillette's best shave is now the best a fan can get. Get it while you can at Gillette.com/NFL. The Chiefs won last night over the Lions, final 30-17. Monday Night Football will see Bills at Falcons at 7:15 and then Bears at Commanders at 8:15. In college football, Penn State fired James Franklin over the weekend after a 3-3 start. BC got pummeled on Saturday. Clemson beat them 41-10. And the Bruins are home for a matinee game today. They have the Lightning at the TD Garden. Puck drop is at 1:00.
James Franklin walking away with $49 million that they owe him.
Not bad.
We call that a life.
That's a pretty good situation. Yeah. If you get fired, you walk away with $49 million. Not so bad.
And you know what's going to be crazy is he's probably going to get another job relatively quickly.
Why would you? $49 million?
But wouldn't the school not have to pay?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how that works. Yeah, I don't
take
know
that 49. Sit on your couch. Enjoy your family. Call it a day.
But some people, Courtney, it's just they've been coaching so long. Yeah. It's difficult to just sit at home and do that, you know?
Yep.
All right, it's Patriots Monday. Boomer Esiason will join us at 9 this morning. Before that, though, we will get to Courtney and today's news coming up next. By the way, there is a pretty horrific crime that occurred in Worcester over the weekend, and Shime is the prime suspect.
Correct.
So we will get to that and the rest of the news coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.